With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T, or download the List app on the App Store today.
The public charge rule has been part of federal government policy for centuries, but has not been routinely enforced until now. U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Service has the authority to refuse to issue green cards. KYW's Kim Glovis has local reaction.
The public charge rule was used in the 1800s to turn away the Irish. Amy Eusebio, head of the Philadelphia Office of Immigrant Affairs, says now the feds are using it to weed out low-income immigrants.
The federal government has intentionally expanded the definition of who could potentially become mostly dependent and reliant on the federal government to survive and thrive. So what we really think is that's anti-poor people.
Mary Pat Pileggi is with Community Legal Services.
The public charge rule is incredibly complex, and it's very scary for a lot of immigrant families in Philadelphia and Pennsylvania. Scary because it threatens to keep families apart simply because they're not rich enough.
She says the result is people are disenrolling from public benefits like Medicaid and food benefits. Kim Glovis, KYW News Radio.